On Monday, a federal appeals court considered the constitutionality of President Trump's invocation of the Alien Enemies Act. Passed in 1798 as the United States was threatened by war with France, the act gives the president expansive powers to detain and expel members of a hostile foreign nation during declared war or during what it describes as an invasion or a predatory incursion. The Alien Enemies Act has been used only 3 times before, all during wartime. Trump issued the proclamation in March, invoking the law to deport immigrants who he claimed were members of a Venezuelan street gang. Since then, courts across the country have been attempting to decide whether this particular pursuit of one of Trump's central policy goals, to deport scores of immigrants, is rightfully within his power. Lawyer Lee Gelernt argued on behalf of the Venezuelan immigrants.
This was a precursor to all-out war, and the framework, I think, tells you everything. This is about alien enemies, and what alien enemies meant is when we're at war with another nation, we can attribute hostilities to every single citizen. That's what this was about, and the government has no response to the fact that this was about alien enemies.
From the start, the Trump administration has sought to use the Alien Enemies Act in an unusual way, turning it against Venezuelan men accused of belonging to the street gang Tren de Aragua, which Trump has designated as a foreign terrorist organization. The Trump administration has repeatedly maintained that the men are not mere criminals, but are also working with the Venezuelan government, and thus that their presence on U.S. soil is tantamount to an invasion by a hostile foreign country. Drew Ensign, a U.S. Deputy Assistant Attorney General, argued in defense of the Trump administration.
The Alien Enemies Act has only 2 relevant prerequisites here, both of which rely solely on the president's findings in the realm of military conduct and foreign affairs, where the president is due the utmost deference.
The American Civil Liberties Union, which has been representing the immigrants, has said that there is no conclusive evidence that their clients, many of whom have no criminal record, are working for the Venezuelan government. Furthermore, Gelernt, lawyer for the ACLU, pointed out that if President Trump were to be allowed to invoke the Alien Enemies Act upon Venezuelans in the United States, that would essentially be declaring that we are at war with Venezuela.
The implications of saying we are at war with Venezuela would not only contradict the CIA's testimony in Congress in March that we are not at war, we're not being invaded by Venezuela, but all of the other implications I talked about are saying we're at war with a foreign government. And so I think the government is really trying to have it both ways.
A majority of federal courts have agreed with the ACLU, deciding that Trump invoked the act unlawfully and that the idea that the Venezuelans pose any real threat to the United States is unrealistic. 2 courts, however, have sided with the Trump administration, essentially arguing that the White House should be granted wide latitude in conducting foreign affairs, especially when they concern people deemed to be part of a terrorist organization. Judges from the Fifth Circuit Court, which has a reputation as one of the most conservative appeals courts in the country, seem to be inclined to side with President Trump. Judge Andrew Oldham challenged the plaintiff's notion that a president's determination about whether or not we are in an armed conflict can be reviewed by courts. He seemed inclined to give deference to the executive branch and operate under the assumption that we are in fact in an armed conflict. The case is likely to be the first of the challenges to reach the Supreme Court. For KPFA News, I'm Dahlia Lozier.